From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Jones reporting.
The United States will remember this day in which it was singled out for attack in the General Assembly for the very act of exercising our right as a sovereign nation.
United States Ambassador to the United Nations Nikki Haley speaking to the UN General Assembly as it considered a resolution rejecting U.S. recognition of Jerusalem as Israel's capital.
We will remember it when we are called upon to once again make the world's largest contribution to the United Nations. And we will remember it when so many countries come calling on us, as they so often do, to pay even more and to use our influence for their benefit.
Haley spoke before the resolution was approved with 128 yes votes, 9 no votes, and 35 abstentions.
No vote in the United Nations will make any difference on that. But this vote will make a difference on how Americans look at the UN. And on how we look at countries who disrespect us in the UN.
The UN Security Council is expected to vote Friday on another round of targeted sanctions aimed at imposing even stricter restrictions on North Korea's crude oil imports, which fuel its illicit weapons programs. The proposed sanctions come in response to North Korea's November 28th launch of a newly developed intercontinental ballistic missile that the North Koreans claim is capable of delivering nuclear warheads anywhere in the continental United States. It was North Korea's third ICBM test this year and its 20th ballistic missile launch since 2017. The U.S. drafted the text of the resolution and negotiated it with China. This is VOA News. The government of Burkina Faso has told VOA it will immediately stop importing goods from North Korea, saying it only learned of the possible violations of UN sanctions through American news reports. The West African country was the top importer of North Korean goods in Africa in 2015, according to data from the Observatory of Economic Complexity, a website that collects and distributes international trade data. Burkina Faso's Foreign Minister Alpha Barry told VOA that the decision to end imports from North Korea is effective immediately. The American Vice President Mike Pence made an unannounced trip to Afghanistan Thursday to meet with Afghan leaders and visit American troops. He landed at Bagram Air Base under heavy security and spoke to the troops about the president's plan to win the war in Afghanistan.
President Trump has unleashed the full range of American military might. We've lifted the restrictions that limited the effectiveness of our armed forces, so you can, as the president has said, fully and swiftly wage battle against the enemy. We've given you new authorities to directly target the terrorists and militants, no matter where they hide. And this commander-in-chief has empowered our battlefield commanders with the freedom and flexibility you need to win. Bureaucrats don't win battles. Soldiers do.
Pence met with Afghan President Ashraf Ghani during his visit. South Sudan's warring factions on Thursday signed a new agreement to end hostilities and protect civilians. It's only the latest effort to bring an end to a devastating civil war. The ceasefire is set to begin Sunday morning. Polls have closed in the election that could decide the future of Spain and Catalonia, as voters in the northern Spanish region voted to choose new lawmakers for the regional parliament. The Spanish government called the election after seizing control of the Catalan administration following a disputed independence referendum in October. And Cuban President Raúl Castro plans to stay in office until next April before stepping aside. That's 2 months longer than anticipated, which would then end nearly 6 decades of Castro family rule of the communist country. Cuba's parliament on Thursday extended its legislative period by 2 months to April 19th because of the impact of Hurricane Irma in mid-September. With the current Council of State, the powerful group that Castro heads, also staying until mid-April, it ensures that the 86-year-old leader will remain in power until then. There's more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world around the clock at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. I'm Jonathan Jones reporting from the world headquarters of the Voice of America in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.